Dr. Lisa Te Moringa is with us, an associate professor at the Research Centre for Hauora and Health at Massey University. She has connections into Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei to the North too, through Ngāpui, Te Rārawa, and is a nutrition and Māori health researcher. Today we are talking about Health Coalition Aotearoa, of which Lisa is a co-chair. She says while there were some positives for health in the budget, it didn't actually address the cost of living crisis or our major health inequities. Lisa, tēnā koe, ko dae o tēnei.
Morena.
Tēnā koe. Hi, Lisa, thank you. Okay, well, look, there are some shortcomings. There always are in budgets, but there's also some positivity at times, and we want to be sort of open to both. Firstly, your first reactions to the budget announcements last week from a health perspective, please, Lisa, the good and the bad and the ugly.
I think it wasn't as bad as it could have been, given the indicators that there was going to be some severe austerity measures. So I think the fact that Te Aka Whai Ora has maintained the same level of funding, it hasn't been cut back, and we've gained some extra funding for Māori health initiatives is a good thing. Having said that, the total funding that's going to Māori-centred health initiatives is probably only 2 to 3% of the total health budget. And while we know that most of Māori get health services from sort of the mainstream services, it's a bit of a chicken and an egg. If we don't have the Māori services, then we don't have the option to choose more Māori-centred services. So it's good that we've got a little bit more. Would have been nice to see a whole lot more. And the other thing, we were a little bit disappointed. We're pleased to see that the Healthy School Lunch Program has been extended for another year, because I think that's really important to the families who are receiving it now, and it would be a big cut if that was cancelled, because I think people have really come to depend on that to help them to afford the rest of the family food budget. So it's good that it's rolling out for another year, but we would have liked to have seen it extended, because we know there's a whole lot of families who don't get the healthy lunches in schools. They're really struggling to provide healthy food for their kids. Good and bad.
Good and bad, eh, Lisa? Dropping of prescription charges, some saying it's minimal, but I mean the data from Māori that have been collected and Pacifica people sees many people struggling even to afford those $5 charges. How do you sit with the dropping of those charges as a result of the budget of last week?
Well, I think that's excellent. There's some really sound evidence research that's been done to show this will make a meaningful effect. And when we talk about the $5 fee, that's $5 per prescription. So if you're getting multiple medications for something, $5 for each of them, that can really add up. Like last week I read about this mama in Kaikaia, she's got a family of five, and she was saying she can feed her family on $100 a week, sometimes less if a bill comes up. Now, we know that to feed a family of four, a basic diet that meets all of the nutrient requirements that we need to maintain good health, that should cost around $273 a week. So she's making do on a fraction of what she actually needs to feed her family. So you can imagine $5 or $10 coming out of that food budget would make a massive difference. I think that's a really great thing that's been put out there.
We seem to have to constantly prove ourselves, don't we? And you even touched on Te Aka Whai Ora. I mean, when whānau ora was first introduced, it wasn't universally supported, although I think that most have come on board now and realised that this approach is assisting. I spoke with Tamahere earlier in the day, and 30% of the people, sometimes more, that they're servicing at Waipiloto are actually non-Māori. So they might describe it as Māori money, but really it's a Māori way of helping the general population. And that's why I touch on Te Aka Whai Ora. While it would have been nice to see a boost in funding for that, in time we'd hope that, again, as Whānau Ora proved a successful formula, that the funding of Te Aka Whai Ora is a sensible move too, that doesn't just address the health needs of tangata whenua, but also of many who prefer to access services that have a distinct Māori whakaaro at their, or an Indigenous whakaaro at their core. So it's a sort of waiting game in some ways, is it not, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think in the field of nutrition, we've long known that healthcare services that take the person and their family into account, nutrition services, are much more successful than the sort of individual patient-centred care that we get in the sort of mainstream services. So it sort of seems a no-brainer to develop more Māori-centred care, and I think that would be really exciting. You know, it's so true that lots of people benefit and really like that much more personal touch that wraps around the whole family and thinks about the broader sort of set of determinants that are going on in people's lives. And wouldn't that be great if our healthcare system was much more Māori centred? I think we'd do a lot of our people in New Zealand a lot, you know, do them well.
Could you just touch on for a moment, please, Lisa, on what sort of percentages do we usually see in budgets going towards public health and then preventative spending? And you might just explain those concepts or terminologies before we reflect on it. I mean, we talk about the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff and we need to have a fence at the top of the cliff, preventative, as against the spend on public health.
We see usually only around 2-3% of the total health spend going on into public health, as opposed to, as you say, the healthcare services that help people when they're sick. And a lot of the conditions that cost a lot of money in our healthcare system, like diabetes, a lot of heart disease, even some cancers, you know, have root causes that are preventable due to, you know, if we could reduce smoking, reduce excess alcohol consumption, improve the quality of food and diets that people eat, we could reduce the number of people going on to develop those diseases, which would have a major cost saving in the future. But because we're always sort of playing catch up, you know, we've got to fix the people who are sick now, we just never seem to have enough money to prioritise for those really important and effective preventative health initiatives that we need to prioritise. So we would have liked to have seen about 5% of the total budget going into prevention, public health. It's still around 2-3%. So just keep banging on.
And room for improvement. Yeah. Health Coalition Aotearoa, you're the co-chair there. It's neat to get some perspectives, read the budget, but what else is prioritised from your position with that organisation, Lisa?
We have a number of things. So the Alcohol Rōpū really want to see a review funded by the Ministry of Justice looking at alcohol law reform. So really want better legislation so that communities, whānau, iwi, have much more of a say around how and how much alcohol, when and where it's sold in their own communities. You know, we've seen that the High Court recently judged in favour of a council wanting to prevent more alcohol venues coming up in their neighbourhood, but that took 10 years and a lot of money to fight for that case, so we'd like to see the law strengthened around that, and certainly limitations on the marketing of alcohol, which is completely uncontrolled. In our food space, we really are advocating for a national nutrition survey so we can monitor how diets are going, what's happening in our food environment, food ecosystem, and we would love to see the government putting some time and effort into thinking about how they can lower the cost of healthy food. Lots of people are throwing around lots of ideas, like Māori Party talking about taking the GST off food. That could work. We'd have to look at reforming the tax system, I think, so that you know, GST does bring in a lot of tax revenue. It would be nice to think that was coming more from wealth, so capital gains tax, so that we could have GST-free healthy food. Yeah, we'll have a health prevention brief coming out. So if people are interested, look us up on the web and see what we're up to and join us, please.
Thank you, Lisa. Nice talking with you again, sister. All the best. We'll chat another day soon. Nami.
Nami.
Tēnā koe. Lisa Te Mōringa, joining us on the program, co-chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa.